Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we'll never be royal.
See, listen to this. All these people who would like to strut around the world as if they're royals, and then the people who really are royals are bailing on this thousand-year-old tradition. Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent in London. So, Tom, has this royal summit taken place, or is that about to happen? What's the story this morning?
It's supposed to kick off right about now, John. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll get a readout later in the day, but the Queen says, look, she wants a resolution on a host of issues done in a couple of days, not in weeks. So we'll find out things like their cottage. She's been refurbished in the last couple of months by the taxpayer here to the tune of about $3 million. Will they still get to hang out there? Do they still get their titles? Security is paid for by the taxpayer. Do they still get that? How would it work? You know, showing up for some royal events and then spinning off and endorsing products and doing all kinds of commercial stuff on the side. It would be tough, but that apparently is what Harry and Meghan want to do. So we'll see if they can get a formula that actually works.
The only thing that I can think of in the modern era to relate this to is Sarah, right? Sarah Ferguson. I interviewed her here in Richmond when she was pimping Weight Watchers, a diet plan. And we were all excited to meet Sarah Ferguson. But it was pretty clear, behind the scenes, off air, this was a job. She was doing it to, pay her bills.
Exactly, because she said she was strapped for cash. Another one, although he was not strapped for cash, Prince Edward, about 20 years ago, wanted to start a film production company, and it just died a death. He kept losing money, kind of just shut it down and said, okay, I'm going to be a quiet royal and show up on various events, and that's all I'm going to do with my life. So, yeah, it's been tried before, but not very successfully.
Yeah, the baseline here is what? Go ride in the parades, down the Mall, three or four times a year, and that's about it? Isn't that the...
Well, again, for Harry, one good thing he's done is kind of been the figurehead of the Invictus Games. That's been in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., for disabled armed service personnel. Mm-hmm. And that's been really, really something that the people have really rallied around. He can continue doing the charity stuff. But I guess Meghan, we even saw a clip earlier today, Meghan might be interested in doing some producing, maybe some voiceover work. Who knows? Fill in the blank. In addition to, I suppose, getting in front of a camera and being a spokesperson for Product X. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that happens or not, but it could be a very, very interesting indeed.
So is she the problem here? Is the American divorcee the problem here? She got into this, married this guy. One would assume that if she's capable of Googling the royal family London, she would have seen what that involves. And, had some conversations with people. Is she just so disgruntled 2 years into this that she's the reason that Harry's going to walk away?
Some of the tabloids, some of the red tops are kind of taking that line. But if you go back further, Harry has never been happy with being a royal in the first place.
Well, he's gotten away with everything, running around naked, drunk everywhere.
Oh, he's doing all kinds of goofy stuff. So he... again, I think he had the inclination to try to distance himself, if at all possible, from some of his royal duties. But again, maybe he and now co-conspirator and Meghan, they probably got together and said, "Yeah, let's try to foist this upon the family or the firm, as they call it, and see if it will fly." And maybe later on today we might get a readout on what's going to happen. Possibly they could lose their titles, they could lose their cottage here, And who knows? They might just say, we're going to hang out in Toronto, and that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm. Are the anti-monarchists kind of seizing on this as another bat to beat up the royal family? Because I'm telling you, when the queen dies, whenever that happens, I think you're going to hear from them saying, let's pull the plug on all this. We don't need to pay all this money for, you know, the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse of London, who are pretty expensive.
They've always been there, John. You know, the easiest way, a third of the people here like the royals, demographically, too. The older you are, the more they like the royals. A third don't like the royals, and the third are indifferent. But if you can do things like there's a royal wedding or something and the pubs are allowed to stay open later, then you get that third going, okay, great. But, one thing Charles has said in the past, too, he said, we're going to strip this thing down because he says we don't want busloads of kind of like C or D list royals running around. They're on the taxpayers, you know, nickel. So they were going to cut it down anyways. And I guess the natural point, if you look at this, would probably be, draw a line between William's kids, because they're going to have kids eventually, and Harry. Harry and everybody below go out and get a job. Everybody above get ready for, 24/7 life of being a royal. Because, Harry is 6 right now in line.
Yeah.
And again, eventually he's going to be 12.
He drops
he's not going to make the starting lineup. Exactly.
Tom Rivers, our ABC News correspondent, live for us in London this morning. I appreciate it. I find it interesting to this whole story. I mean, it's not just this group of people right now. It's the long-term legacy that, people hundreds of years ago would come back to London and say, who's the king or queen? I think that's interesting to have that connection. We will check on stuff right now outside in Richmond, in the traffic and the weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.